Advocates and the president of the university. And the whole goal of that was to bring leaders from across the state together to really do a deep dive in terms of where are we competitive in Nebraska, where are we not competitive, and truly developing a blueprint based on that data and that feedback of how do we move the state forward in areas, everything from tax, from healthcare, education policy, tourism, the whole gamut. And so I was very fortunate to get to participate in that. And, you know, I learned a lot more from it than I had to offer, I will be honest. Just the people I got to meet and interact with, it was phenomenal, but have made some great friendships through that as well.
So let's talk a little bit about last year's legislative session. From the outside looking in, I would look at that and go, why would I want to be a part of that? Because it seemed like it was filibuster after filibuster and not really getting important things done. So how do we fix that? If you get down there to Lincoln, how do you get that to say, okay, let's get something done here?
Right. Well, I think as with anything in life, you lead by example. So the more leadership that's present that can offer up a civil discourse and be an example of civil discourse, the more quickly we sort of change that environment. I agree. As I watch some of that debate on the floor, again, there was just a lot of it being, it was emotionally driven. It was a lot of, I'm offended, my feelings are hurt, and throwing mud across the room at each other, which is just not productive. I think here in the Sandhills, I think you would agree with me, we're independent, we're opinionated, but we historically have had the capacity to agree to disagree and then go have a beer downtown, right? It's one of the coolest things about growing up in this area. And so, you know, just bringing us back to that, to good civil discourse where we may agree and we may not agree, but we can still find a way to move forward.
Through some of these task force and things that you've been working with, you already have a relationship with several of the state senators there, don't you? Mike Jacobson out of North Platte, I think, has endorsed you already. And you've already been working in different entities with some of those other senators.
I have, yeah. Just again, through even my time as a county commissioner and various boards that you end up serving on in your role there, as well as some of the state boards that you've mentioned, the UNMC Advisory Board, Blueprint Nebraska, had the opportunity to interact with some folks that are now serving. Senator Julie Slama is just a rock star down there. She's actually my son's age, so it's kind of crazy to have to keep that in mind in terms of just what a great job she's doing given her having less experience just due to age, right? But she's knocking it out of the ballpark. Very conservative, energetic young lady. Senator Mike Jacobson absolutely has endorsed me. Mike is rising to leadership positions in Lincoln and strong conservative values. He will stand his ground, but he also understands what civil discourse looks like.
Right.
And so there is some folks that are already on the ground in Lincoln that I do have good relationships with, and that just expedites the process of getting things done.
I'm going to ask you a little bit about property taxes. Even as a county commissioner, you were always involved and concerned with that. Now, the governor has proposed, I think it's a 40% property tax, which sounds really good on the surface. But as they always say, the devils are in the details of what happens in that. What are your thoughts on that? Have you had a chance to digest that whole thing yet?
I've kind of tried to follow his tax plan, but it's pretty new and it's sort of evolving. I think you'd agree there's not as many details there as to really make any firm opinion on in terms of is this a good direction or not. But I think his overall goal, you have to set a goal. And I think I appreciate the fact that he set a very aggressive goal of reducing property taxes by 40%. It's hard to measure that exactly in terms of, you know, if that's a statewide reduction. Obviously, there's so many different entities that levy your property tax dollars, everything from NRD, community colleges, the public school systems, your counties. So it's not sort of, there's not one little lever that right. We can pull to make that immediate percentage shift for every county or every taxing entity. But, you know, one of those core principles that I mentioned earlier that has got to be part of the discussion of reducing property taxes or taxes across the board is taking a look at government's role and making sure that we're keeping government in their lane. Government has an insatiable appetite. It doesn't know what to do other than grow. And elected officials are the ones that are responsible for keeping that in check. And so I would take the same principles to Lincoln that I utilized here as a commissioner in Cherry County, and that's fiscal